This time on Culture File, we're off to the Douglas Hyde Gallery for a show from Uri Aran, a New York-based artist whose work has been shown around the world. In Dublin, he's installed Take This Dog, for example, which happens through sculpture and sound, video, and, as is common in the artist's work, baked goods. Orit Gat went to see the exhibition for Culture File, and these are her voice notes.
Uri Aran and I first met over 10 years ago. I was just starting out as an art critic, and he was preparing for a big show in New York. We were in his studio in Brooklyn, and he was making tea as we chatted in Hebrew, the native language we both share. When we sat down to start the interview, and I pressed record on the tape, we switched to English. We didn't plan this. English was simply the language in which we were accustomed to talking about art. English felt professional, the switch natural. If you've only ever worked in one language, written in it, talked about art in it, then which language are you translating from? And which one are you experiencing the work in? Mostly, when I tell people about how Aran and I first met, I entertain them by describing how I tried to eat his art. When he was making tea, I was looking at all the packets of chocolate chip cookies in the studio and asked if we could have some. "These are materials," he scolded me. At the time, Aran's installations included stacks of Chips Ahoy cookies, as well as glasses of milk. But when I think back to that day, I remember mostly that switching of languages, how we never discussed it, how it feels related to Aran's work, too. In Aran's exhibition, which is on view now at the Douglas Hyde Gallery in Trinity College in Dublin, there is a work called Bread Library. The first time I saw photos of the Bread Library from Aran's exhibition at Gavin Brown's Enterprise, a gallery that has since closed in New York, I giggled a bit. Not because I didn't take it seriously, but because I thought it was wonderful. It really is a library made out of bread. A collection of rolls on shelves, each shaped like letters of the Latin alphabet. There's a shelf of A rolls, then a shelf of B's, and so on. What do you place on shelves if not an assortment of letters? Bread is a heavily symbolic thing. It stands in for nutrition, for a coming together, as in to break bread, for cultural specificity. In language, written and spoken and used and failed and impossible is a major subject for Aran. On the wall at the entrance to the gallery is an untitled work which Aran has been making versions of throughout his exhibitions for years, an assortment of small bronze sculptures with a patina that makes them seem aged, hung across lines on the wall. They look like writing from a pre-modern culture, like a language that could be deciphered only by non-existent experts, like an impossible message. If you asked me, what does it mean? I will scramble to find the right words. I'm not a nervous art critic, but I'd struggle to say that the tabletops with ceramic sculptures and piles of googly eyes on them, the slide projector on the floor showing a faded image of Bert from Sesame Street, or the intricate collages and drawings on wood that are quite abstract, mean one single thing. My favorite of these 2D works is just called Everything. When I looked at the list of works, all I thought was, fair enough, why can't one thing be everything? It leads me to accept that while I don't know what one single thing means, I can tell you what meaning feels like in this exhibition and in Aran's work in general, a suggestion of multitude. Downstairs, next to the alphabet rolls, is a video called Clean. In it, a man's voice describes a dog. Good dog, nice dog. How is this even the subject of art? But standing there, listening as language repeats itself, the words become stranger and stranger, and the viewer more enmeshed in them. The repetition makes language itself seem divorced from what it's meant to be, like the small bronze sculptures on the wall. Instead of a relationship between sign and signifier, instead of a thing and its agreed-upon definition, is this question that rises and bubbles, nice dog? Is that it? And then there's the title of the work, Why Clean? And the connection to the title of the show, Take This Dog, for example. None of these relationships between language and work feel straightforward, and that's okay. Once, at a party, I was chatting with an editor of an art magazine and describing an exhibition. It sounds boring, I know, but it's a common party topic. Oh, what have you seen recently is art small talk. I was discussing this romantic, sentimental video work I had recently seen and totally, really loved. I wouldn't have taken you for the kind of person to like this kind of thing, he said, deflating me, still trying to impress him, clutching my drink. I'm usually the one for staircase wit, for I wish I said, for regret. But in that moment, I surprised myself, answering exactly how I felt. I'd rather be the kind of person who likes this type of work. I still feel that way. It's how I think about a lot of the art that I write about, look at. That to love it means to come with an openness and a willingness to like it, rather than to understand it. Take this, for example. It's such an easy turn of phrase. Every possible option, any specific example, takes you away from all the other ones. Still, it contains within it all the things you didn't mention. It's just one example. As I listen to the voice saying, nice dog, and I don't even like dogs, I know. What I learned from Alain's art is that multiple narratives set all these different versions of the world in motion. One last thing. There's a bakery thanked in the exhibition credits. I can talk about looking for the right words and how language can fail and how books are just an assortment of letters, but there's also the actual presence of the bread library. The bread has to be baked, presumably restocked when the letters go stale. Sometimes those practicalities of art making, of an exhibition, are incredibly telling details about the work. To thank the bakery is to recognize, too, how nothing is stable.
Orit Gat there with her voice notes from Uri Aran's current exhibition at the Douglas Hyde Gallery, Dublin. Take This Dog, for example, runs until June 24th, and the gallery's director, Georgina Jackson, will lead a tour of the exhibition next Thursday evening, June 15th at 6 p.m.